I'm looking forward to it very much. Obviously, it's a bigger challenge than the normal ladies, but eager to get back. Obviously, with the current climate, I'm stuck at a loose end, and you miss football. It's amazing how much you miss it. So it was a bit of a no-brainer for myself when invited to take this position. Couldn't wait to get back and obviously get stuck back in as quick as we can.
You do come with a great CV, in fairness, 4 promotions in 5 years with the Cortown Ladies. Low enough ebb, I suppose you could say, before you took over, and I guess that kind of shows how quickly things can change too.
It is. Obviously, I was blessed with a good bunch of girls, really. They did the hard work. It's just staying in the ship. If you can get them to commit to what you want to do, it's half the battle. So, yeah, I was lucky in some aspects with those that were there playing for me and those around me as well, helping me, good coaches, good background. A lot of work had been done behind the scenes beforehand, so it wasn't too hard to, you know, just pick up the pieces and basically guide them in the right direction.
And it shows that you're somebody who knows how to get success out of a squad of players too. So, you know, we hear it from the GAA all the time that, you know, the role of these underage teams is basically to get them ready to slot into the senior side eventually. But, you know, when you do have a talented squad like you will have with the under-19s at Wexford, how much emphasis will you put on actually winning games, or will it be just about progression?
Well, looking at it, it's a squad that has been successful. Obviously, it's a successful club squad, the nucleus of this squad. Basically got to the All-Ireland final 2 years ago. So they're well used to success. And obviously, as you said, spoke about it, there's a lot of thanks has gone to the grassroots level coaches who have gotten these kids this far. And obviously, I just want to try and help them. There is a massive step up from under 17 to the women's. Some of them can achieve it and others might fall away. It's obviously trying to bridge that success, helping to achieve further success then at ladies level if they want to go that far, or just progress their careers into scholarships or whatever else you want to do.
You've also been involved at schoolgirl level in the past as well. So did you have any previous connections with the girls that will be on the squad this year?
Again, I was lucky when I did get involved with Cortown. There was a fairly successful schoolgirl team and structure already in place. My wife was involved. There was others, McMurray, involved with successful under 14s, the under 12s had gone to Premier League champions and gone on to the All-Ireland 7 side, basically finishing third in 7, I think, in 2 years. So out of that squad, there's probably 5 or 6 girls currently playing National League football as things stand, including Jean Cabinet Doyle at the goalkeeper and Wexford Youth at the minute. And there's a massive amount of Cortown players at county level and playing with other clubs, including Piemont, and, you know, they've gone on to play for DLO Waves, Bray, with 3 girls with Greystones last year. So yeah, we're riding the wave of the work that has, as I said, been done by others under the underage setup in Cortown, and it's the same at every other club in Wexford. There's a massive credit should be going out to them volunteers that are putting the work in at that level, you know.
As I mentioned, this is the first season for these girls as an under-19 squad. There was the under-17s before, so, you know, it's kind of like minor and senior in Gaelic games as well, that going from 17 straight into a senior setup is quite a big jump, but going from 19 when you're a bit more, you know, physically matured and, you know, mentally matured as well, that'll help girls as well.
Exactly, yeah. You hit the nail on the head there. I think this season should be a season where some of the girls mature enough and maybe need that extra year or two to, obviously, be playing with physical players, a bit more tenacity as well. I think it will definitely bridge the gap towards, and looking at one or two of the girls will make the bridge across to senior ladies and see the experience and hopefully training with them. If we do get to that stage of training with the ladies, you know, you play with better players, you become a better player, you train with better players, it all rubs off, you know. And there's no better than Wexford ladies at the minute. The Wexford youth ladies set up under Tom, it's a great setup. He set a high mark, milestone there to achieve and live up to. So even under Alan Brown, like the under-17s have set a goal, I'm hoping that we can live up and keep up that sort of standard and keep it going for this season coming.
And it's also going to be a sponsored season as well. SSE Artricity are coming in to sponsor the league, so hopefully that'll get a few more eyeballs on it this year too.
Exactly, yeah, it's great to have sponsorship like that on board. You know, the women's game definitely in Wexford is huge anyway, and the ladies game, schoolgirls. And it's only right that you should get the recognition like this and, you know, grow, hopefully, even further in the next year or two and keep it going that way.
You mentioned Tom as well. Tom is great for getting some of the younger girls into the senior side as well. I mean, we've seen Ciara Bates-Crosby and Blessing Kingsley make the step up in recent years. So it must be a great positive for the players that will be playing under you, that there is that definite pathway to playing in, you know, one of the top sides in the country too.
Exactly. Like, you have Emma Lloyd there coming through, and you have other girls there that are on the fringes. So Tom recognises that, and he is, as you said, he's a great conduit for them in helping them get there, achieve their goals, and hopefully, you know, they can make it go further. You know, possibly going across the water, professional aspect, or whether it's their own coaching or whatever they want to push on to. But definitely Wexford Youth is a great setup for them to achieve whatever they want to go for.
Your management team there, you've got Alan Smith as a head coach, you've got Xander Coolbeer and Megan Butler working with the side as well. So a very strong setup. A couple of those people had been working with the club as well. So that'll make your transition coming in a bit easier too.
Exactly. Xander's been there a couple of years now, and he knows the setup, he knows the girls. Megan has been working with the schoolboys, and she again worked with Megan in the past. She knows them. She'll be a great asset as well. And Alan has a high pedigree asset there behind him as well. So, yeah, really looking forward to this season. Good team set up. And from what we can see, we have a good nucleus there already. So a lot of positives going forward.
We have fixtures for the senior side already. Do we know when the fixtures will be released for you guys?
Not at the minute. I'm not aware of that one. Obviously, we're hoping to kick off, as far as I'm aware, on April the 9th. That was the proposed kickoff. But obviously, with current restrictions and that, we're sort of down a blind alley. But definitely, April the 9th was proposed. If we can get back training, which was supposed to be kicked off March the 5th, hopefully we can get these restrictions lifted and get to a better place and get back playing football and going forward again.
We saw with the GAA, they were, you know, sort of their elite status was taken away from them during the week, unfortunately, meaning they couldn't train. Cases start to go up again. Do you think that something like that might happen for under 19 soccer as well?
I think it's definitely on the cards, but it looks like things, hopefully not. All we can do is hope and wait and see. It's hard for girls, it's hard for everybody at the minute, but I know there is a lot of people training, doing the hard work, as the GAA is, you know, putting in the hard work, players everywhere. When the ladies soccer, if it does get up and running, obviously clubs are going to be competing with GAA for players as well, so it's hard for everyone all around, you know, clubs trying to make amends and make ends meet at the end of the day. And women want to play football, girls want to play football, boys, men, everybody wants to play football or GAA in some aspect. But hopefully we can see some light at the end of the tunnel with these vaccines, and hopefully the numbers go down and we can get back to playing ball.
What's the one sort of key aim for you this season as the new manager of the under-19s?
At the minute, it's hopefully to help the girls, as I said, bridge that gap, hopefully make the football enjoyable for them, keep up the tenacity and the experience that they want, hopefully to get it out of this year. Success-wise, if we're in the last two, last three, four, I'd be happy enough.